city tonight. We'll see the city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A stars made for us tonight.
Our next song is going to be Venice in Furs by The Velvet Underground.
Girl, kiss the boot of shiny, shiny leather. Shiny leather. Does await you. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart. Severin, Severin, speak so slightly. Severin, down on your bended knee. Taste the whip in love not given lightly. Taste the whip, now bleed for me. Girl, child in the dark. Severin, your servant, comes in bells. Please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.
So I want to read the PSA, so we'll not deal with it again. This PSA is about space heater safety tips. And space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for... one-third of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, so I also want to talk about Jojo Rabbit. So I went into Somerville Theater to see Jojo Rabbit yesterday. And for anybody who doesn't know about the movie, it is a comedy. And it's about Nazi Germany. And they're just basically mocking with the system. And the director is Taika Waititi. And... Scarlett Johansson is playing in it, among many other famous actors like Sam Rockwell, Rebel Wilson. So What I really liked about the movie was, even though I don't consider myself as a comedy person, I think that the cinematography was very powerful. Like, they used the grids and composition very, very successfully. And also, like, the color harmony in general was so good. Like, they mostly used warm colors and, like, warm undertoned colors. And I think everything, like, matched everything so perfectly. And also, like, the important thing is I would suggest you to see this movie in theaters, because you would hear other people giggling, so it would also improve your mood, and you would like the movie much more than if you were watching it alone. Yeah, and also, like, the actors were doing speaking in English with a German accent, and I think that was kind of successful as well, because sometimes they would even speak German, and yeah, I think they did a good job on that as well. So I'll recommend you to see it, and especially for the first framings, the first parts, first scenes. Yes, that's finally the right word. It's still too early for me, but they used some of the old footage, and based on the rhythm they manipulated the videos, so I think the first scene is especially worth watching. Okay, so our next song is going to be Light My Fire by The Doors.
That it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Thank you. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Light of the night.
So this song was Planet Caravan by Black Sabbath, and according to Butler, the song is about drifting through space and beyond with a lover. Our next song is going to be Dancing with the Moonlit Night by Genesis.
My country lies, said the uniform to his true love's eyes. It lies with me, cried the Queen of Maybe, for her merchandise he traded in his prize. Paper late, cried a voice in the crowd. Old man dies, the note he left was signed Old Father Thames. He's drowned, selling England by the pound. Citizens of hope and glory, time goes by. It's the time of your life. Easy now, sit you down, chewing through your wimpy dreams. They eat without a sound, digesting England by the pound. Young man says you are what you eat well.
So a little quick information about the song we've just listened to. Have I known this before? I would say it before playing the song, but still. So Peter Gabriel, who is a singer-songwriter, used to say this before playing the song. So here it goes. Hi, I'm in the English Channel. It's called Exceedingly Wet. I'm the voice of Britain before Daily Express. My name is Britannia. This is my song. It's called Dancing with the Moonlight. So, yeah, that was a small, quick thing. And the next song we're going to listen to is going to be 4:41 a.m. Sexual Revolution by Roger Waters from The Pros and Cons of Hitchhiking. And before playing this song, I can give you a little bit of information about this one as well. So Roger Waters has two ideas at first. One is The Wall, which is about post-war, post-Second World War thing, and yeah, the feelings of Pink, who've lost his father in the battle, and his struggles, and like war in general. And this was his second opinion, idea, and it's about a man who is driving on a autobahn roadway. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sorry, it's still too early for me, so I can't think of English words, but still. There is a guy who is driving on the road, and he sees a couple who is hitchhiking. So he takes this couple, and he starts to fantasize about the woman of the couple. So this whole album is about the driver's thoughts and ideas and fantasies about this woman. So this is one of them. Enjoy.
Hey,
Our next song is going to be Since I've Been Loving You by Led Zeppelin.
Thank you. tears, it felt like rain.
Next song is going to be Angie by Rolling Stones.
Remember all those nights of crying.
So this song was about the end of a romance with a girl named Angie, but Richard says that the name was chosen at random, so it's not about a particular person. And an unusual feature of the song is that Mick Jagger's vocal guide track, which was made before the final vocals were performed, is faintly audible throughout the song, and this effect is called as ghost vocal. Our next song is going to be When a Blind Man Cries by Deep Purple.
If you're leaving, close the door. I'm not expecting people anymore. Hear me grieving, lying on the floor. Whether I'm drunk or dead, I really ain't too sure. I'm a blind man. I'm a blind man, and my world is pale. When a blind man cries, Lord, you know there ain't a sadder tale.
Jillian, who is the lyricist and lead singer of Deep Purple, said that this song is about those who are disadvantaged tend to, like, he says that those who are disadvantaged tend to be less complaining than those who are able to who are able-bodied. So he just wants the listener to think about literally the meaning of the lyrics, but also in the metaphorical sense. And it's just such a deep song, and I have to close the show. So this is Yangmar, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Our last song is going to be A Feast of Friends by Jim Morrison. Enjoy.
wow, I'm sick of doubt. Live in the light of certain south cruel bindings. The servants have the power, dog men and their mean women, pulling poor blankets over our sailors. I'm sick of dour faces staring at me from the TV tower. I want roses in my garden bower, dig. Royal babies, rubies, must now replace aborted strangers in the mud. These mutants, blood meal for the plant that's plowed. Waiting to take us into the severed garden. You know how pale and wanton thrillful comes death in a strange hour, unannounced, unplanned for, like a scaring, over-friendly guest you've brought to bed. Death makes angels of us all and gives us wings where we had shoulders smooth as raven's claws. No more money, no more fancy dress. This other kingdom seems by far the best, until its other jaw reveals incest and loose obedience to a vegetable law. I will not go. Prefer a feast of friends to a giant family.
A stranger, a stranger. What makes a bad guy?